He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Good morning, and welcome to the Friday morning, June 19th edition of Best Stocks Now Radio with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and yet the voice you're listening to is not Bill Gunderson. I know, huge disappointment to many of the folks all the way across America as we come to you live from beautiful, foggy, you can't even see out the window right now, San Diego. We're in the traditional June gloom pattern. We have May gray, and we have June gloom. And Bill is taking a much deserved day out of the office, and has asked me to sit in the studio this morning and fill in for him. My name is Rob Sanford, and many of you have spoken with me over the last few weeks as I have. Fielded many of the questions and reached out to many of Bill's clients from coast to coast in customer service and helping him with some of his individual contacts across the country. And I've sure enjoyed helping many of Bill's clients across the country. As a matter of fact, those of you who are a regular listener from coast to coast will probably recognize my voice and my information from the commercial that I run in the quarter hour segments here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And shortly, maybe in the second or third segment, I will be joined by Stephen Gunderson, who is the young gun, Gunderson Jr. And he'll join me here in the studio, and we'll talk a little bit about his role here at Gunderson Capital Management, and how he is the next generation in all things financial, as he learns the imparted wisdom from the guru himself, from Bill, as he waxes eloquent on the financial markets across the world. I thought this morning we would take just a moment and talk a little bit about what happens here in the office, here on the 19th floor of this beautiful office building downtown San Diego. I know, as I've spoken with many customers across the country over the past few weeks, I know that there are typically the same questions that come up over and over about who Bill is and how many people work there and what does it look like and what all do you guys do. And so I thought, here we are on what we have as casual Friday. I wonder how that's happened in the business world. Everybody comes in on time and stays late Monday through Thursday, but then in the business world, it seems like folks saunter in on Fridays in their jeans or in their shorts and flip-flops, certainly here in San Diego. And then the buildings typically empty out about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know what the story is on that, but I enjoy casual business Fridays, and I know a lot of other people do too, because when you try and leave the building downtown, I would suspect in almost any downtown, traffic is a lot lighter on Friday afternoons around 5, because everyone's already home. So, in any case, let's talk just a little bit about Gunderson Capital Management, give you kind of a peek behind the curtain at Oz, as they say, let you know a little bit about who we are and what we do, and answer the questions that I'm typically asked one-on-one by individual clients of Bill. Number one. Bill Gunderson. Let's talk about Bill for a minute. And it's very difficult, I know, as a radio talk show host, as a media personality, certainly as an author, and most importantly, as a money manager. It's very difficult to be self-promoting without sounding, arrogant less than humble. And Bill is certainly not the kind of guy to beat his own drum. He's not the kind of guy to beat his own chest and say, look at me, I'm all this and I'm all that. And so I thought here on this Friday it might be a good opportunity for me to visit with you all on all of our various radio stations from coast to coast and give you kind of a personal insight as to the nature of and character of Bill Gunderson. I've certainly been friends with him for a long time. I've known him for several years outside of the business and radio world. And ironically, years ago, he used to listen to a radio talk show that I hosted and did a lot of commercials on, and then morphed over into another radio show. And then we came to know one another through fishing and boating and social circles and community circles. And I remember a few years ago, Bill was asked to give a talk or a speech in a community environment that I was attending. And I had not met him personally. I had heard of him and I had seen him on various news talk shows, whether it was Fox Business or on Megyn Kelly, and I had seen him, but I'd never met him or seen him person to person, face to face. And he and his wife had the opportunity to stand up and give a speech or a talk in this particular meeting. And I thought to myself, my goodness, this guy is smart. This guy is well spoken. He is affable. He is engaging. He's competent. And at the same time, he's a humble guy, and he's a regular guy, and he's a guy that you would love having a burger with or going fishing with or just hanging out with on a Saturday afternoon and watching a ball game. He's just a regular guy, and yet he is famous coast to coast. He has hundreds of clients and comes across as just your best friend or uncle next door. And I'll tell you, from interacting with Bill over the last few weeks here in the office as I've helped him with his customer service and his preparation for a lot of the media things that we're involved with, he is the same guy walking down the hall as he is that you hear every single day on the radio, and as you listen to his stories, whether that be a baseball story or a Caesar salad recipe or a fishing story, he's that guy. He's telling those same doggone stories here in the office, and there is no media face, there is no radio voice. He's the same guy day in and day out, which is good in my opinion. That kind of gives a genuineness and a realness to the guy that is planning and managing your money. You know, in the quarter hour breaks, you've heard me over the last few weeks talk about how he's a active money manager, how he's the guy that is stirring the soup, so they say, in the kitchen. He's not letting the bottom of the pot burn and the top of the pot get cold. He's in here every single day working with his clients' portfolios. And he's not a computer program. He's not a vast, giant, mega, big box brokerage type guy who farms off his clients to junior deckhands, to office trainees, to apprentices or interns. He is the guy who's steering the ship. And as an investor, I would think that that would make you feel better and more comfortable with the person that you're doing business with. And let me emphasize person. Again, he's not the kind of guy who says, well, let's take Mr. Smith's portfolio here, and Hey, Chip, will you come over here and take this and go plug it into some kind of program? And we'll revisit it in 6 months, or maybe we'll revisit it before the end of the year so he feels like he's getting some attention. That is not Bill. He's very accessible. He's always willing to take a phone call. He's always in the office, which is amazing in itself. You know, the captain of the ship has to be on the bridge. And when we get back in just a minute, I'm going to tell you about his work day and his work week. You almost won't believe the type of load that he carries each week. So let's visit in just a minute. I'm Rob Sanford, in for Bill Gunderson. Talk to you in a minute. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is not here today. This is Rob Sanford, and I'm filling in for Bill, who is taking some time away from the office and from the studio. I'm sure he's working on his newsletter, which is his weekly pride and joy right now as he goes through the various ups and downs of the market and all of the opportunities that are presenting themselves in any type of market, not only here in the United States, but worldwide, as he continues to walk up and down the stream, turning over rocks, digging in the sand, looking for those little nuggets that can best help his clients. And boy, I'll tell you, that is really the difference between Bill Gunderson at Gunderson Capital Management and some of the big, giant, mega brokerage, big box firms that we talk about during our break that just frankly and realistically kind of ignore the individual needs of the individual investors. And so let's talk for just a minute about Bill's work week, because this is an opportunity while Bill's away to kind of peel back the curtain at Oz and talk to all of his loyal listeners about what really happens here in Oz. What really happens with all the switches and levers and how he goes about his work week. I will tell you, as someone who has witnessed his work ethic over the last few months, he is truly the captain of the ship. He's the guy that comes in before anyone else and does his coast-to-coast syndicated radio show, which I am privileged to now help him with on Fridays. And then following that, he has his nose buried in about a half a dozen screens in his office and on his desk and in his pocket with his with his smartphone and his iPad and his laptops and his desktops, and he is researching and looking for those nuggets all day long as he buys and sells and trades throughout the markets worldwide. In those moments of buying, selling, and trading, he's also fielding questions and inquiries from customers who need his help, and returning phone calls, and then generally doing the day-to-day steering of the ship when it comes to operating and owning a business here in the financial district of downtown San Diego. So he's very involved in the day-to-day operations of the office. Now, interestingly enough, we have several nice restaurants around here, and we have certainly great lunch opportunities every day. And Bill takes his lunch hour. He's probably not gonna like me saying this, but I'm gonna kind of give you an insight as to his day, because I know there's a lot of fans that like to know more about Bill. And he walks up and down the stairs to keep his ticker moving really well. You know, it's funny, as I talk to some of his clients, they ask me, what happens if Bill gets hit by a bus tomorrow? Well, I'll tell you what, he's never out in the street long enough to get hit by a bus, and better yet, he takes care of himself. I'm looking over at his desk here, and there's a whole array of vitamins, although they're the gummy chew type vitamins. And then he walks up and down the stairs, and we are on the 19th floor of a beautiful office building downtown San Diego, and he walks up and down those stairs every day at lunchtime. Something I should do, I suppose. And so he's keeping his ticker in good shape, and then comes back in after lunch, after we fill ourselves with burritos and burgers and other downtown delectables. He's right back at it here in the office, buying and selling and trading for his customers across the country. So that's an interesting insight to his day. Now, he does this every single day, Monday through Friday, gets here in the morning in the dark, stays until everyone else is gone, finishes up his work and all the return phone calls and following up with customers and visiting with folks. And oh my goodness, we're in many major cities across the country, Minneapolis and Seattle and Oregon. We're up in the Bay Area. We're out there in Sarasota and Tampa where my in-laws live, and we're headed out there to visit them next month. I love the Tampa, Bradenton, Sarasota area, and that's a great radio station out there. We enjoy visiting with our in-laws out there. And at the same time, I love the fishing in Florida, and we have a lot of great clients out there who have invited me to come out and fish with them. So I might have to take you up on that. Certainly, come and get the secret spots from you as a foreigner into Florida. And then we're up and down the West Coast and East Coast, down in Texas, up in Minneapolis and in Chicago. So he has a lot of phone calls to return and is willing and enjoys visiting with the folks from coast to coast. And then he starts it all over the next day and does it again, working on stocks, looking for nuggets, trying to find the right things, whether they're foreign stocks or on the China exchange, or if they're domestic stocks or energy stocks or various portfolios. He's working to make sure that folks are well taken care of. And then on Thursday nights and then on into Friday, like today, he starts on this newsletter. And the newsletter is not just some simple one-page thing that he prints out on his printer and then files and sends out to everybody. He spends hours and hours and hours every single week putting together the most comprehensive newsletter that I think exists in our industry, or certainly in his industry. And that is, he shows all of his model portfolios. He shows all of his recommendations and examples that he has throughout his trading week. And then he gives a lot of insight and a lot of personal opinion and a lot of examples of a better way to do business in today's financial markets, in his opinion. And frankly, I've come to respect and admire his opinion as one of the smarter guys. He's, you know, you remember when you were a kid and you were watching Yogi Bear and Boo Boo on the cartoon, and Yogi's always referred to as smarter than the average bear? Well, Bill is smarter than the average bear. I am amazed at the amount of information that he carries around in his noggin and then imparts in that newsletter. Now, if you'd like to subscribe to that newsletter or at least take a look at it, you can do it for free. Go to pwstreet.com. That stands for Positively Wall Street. pwstreet.com. Go to the newsletter section, and in the next segment, I'll talk a little bit about that newsletter and how you subscribe or get the app, and we'll visit with you in just a minute. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the third quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is out of the studio and out of the office today. My name is Rob Sanford, and I'm filling in for Bill today on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour here in beautiful San Diego, California. San Diego is experiencing a little bit of fog this morning. It's a foggy morning. Although, for those of you who are watching on the podcast or the network or seeing some of the background here in the screen, you'll see that we have a beautiful sunny landscape out the window behind here, and At the same time, it's foggy outside because that landscape continues no matter what the weather is outside. It can be raining. It can be hurricaning outside, and we still have sunny skies out behind us here in the San Diego landscape based on the background that we have here in Bill's office. The interestingly enough, for those that are watching on the podcast or seeing the YouTube videos, you'll see that the screen that is behind me is actually straight across. I'm looking out the window at the view that's right behind us, and in the magic of technology, the view that is in front of Bill in his office in the studio here is flipped around and put behind Bill. So that's an actual view right out the window of Gunderson Capital Management. Now, let's talk here for just a minute about who the team is here when you call in. Because I know there's a lot of folks who love to visit with Bill and the various folks here that are here in the office. And the first person that you typically will talk to when you call in is Claire. Claire sits up front in the office and answers the phone and is the nice, pleasant voice that you hear. Now, for those clients that are in the process of signing up to have Bill manage their portfolios or going through a variety of different question and answer sessions with Bill, typically you'll speak with either myself or Glenn or also Stephen. Now, Stephen Gunderson, who we hope to have in the studio next Friday, we'll interview Stephen and kind of find out the succession plan for Gunderson Capital Management. Stephen is Bill's son and has worked here for several years as kind of the operations manager, and I'm sure you'll have an opportunity to speak with Stephen as you call in and visit with us here in the office as well. Now, beyond that, we have a compliance officer. Oh, my goodness. Tracy is our compliance officer. Now, for those of you who don't understand all of the regulations and rules that are involved in the financial industry, the Securities and Exchange Commission and a variety of other local and state and federal government agencies oversee much of what is done in the financial industry. And it requires a full-time person to manage and to take care of all of the compliance regulations and issues that is a part of this industry, just so we can keep our toe straight on the line and not vary away from all of the do's and don'ts in this industry. And so Tracy does that. And then we have Alice, who takes care of all of the incoming paperwork. And then there are folks like Ed and Candy, who take care of the folks that subscribe to the app and the newsletter. If there's a problem with the app or the newsletter, those guys get involved and help there. And then we have Stephen, who is an incoming financial planner. It's really a full-on kitchen of cooks that do their individual duties. One is the dessert cook. One makes the what do they call those? A sous chef. And then there's those that are the fry cooks. And then there's the bakers and all the folks that are behind the scenes. So when you come into the restaurant, everything's exactly the way it should be. Now, let's talk for just a minute about coming into the restaurant of Gunderson Capital Management. The first way you can do it is through the newsletter. If you go to pwstreet.com and sign up for the free version of the newsletter, you'll start receiving that for the next 4 weeks free. Now, that's a pretty good value when you think about the cost involved in subscribing to that much information. And frankly, it can be 30, 40, even 50 pages of information every single week with charts, graphs, comments, etc. By coming into pwstreet.com or just searching it on the web, you'll find that you can subscribe to the newsletter free for a month. Now, I'll tell you, once you start to get it, and you start reading those things that Bill puts his heart and soul into every single Thursday and Friday to be published and come out on Saturday mornings, once you do that, pretty doggone likely that you're going to subscribe long term anyway, or become a client, one of the two. But go ahead and go into pwstreet.com, sign up for the free newsletter. We'll get an email from you, and we'll sign you up to receive it free at no charge for the next month. And I think if nothing else, you'll come across a little wiser. You'll come away from the 4 weeks a little smarter with perhaps what to do with your portfolios or your assets or your finances that might not be done now. Secondly, if you have an iPhone, if you have an Android, if you have a laptop, or even a desktop computer, you can get the app. You can get the information sent directly to your phone via the app. You go into the Android marketplace, or you go into the iPhone iTunes, what do they call that, the App Store, and you sign up for the app. Now, with the app, you're not only getting the information that Bill puts out on a weekly basis, you're getting the information that he puts out on a daily basis, because he sends out tweets and twits on stock twits and Twitter and stuff like that. You know, I enjoy watching his little updates come through on my push notifications or on my email or on my phone every day, several times a day. If he's buying something, he'll send out a little one or two line information note saying, hey, I'm buying this, this, and this because of this, or I'm selling this because of this, or I'm not feeling too good about this particular stock. I'm selling it and looking for something better. Walking down the stream, looking for another rock to turn over to find a little golden nugget. Or if he finds a golden nugget under some rock, he'll tweet it out, he'll send it out, he'll send a push notification on the app and saying, hey, I was walking down past that little patch of tulies and looked right over next to those lily pads there, turned over that slimy rock, and what do you know? There was a doggone golden nugget right there, and I bought some of it. So that is another way to kind of keep in touch or keep in tune with what Bill does behind the curtain in Oz all day long, every single day. So again, pwstreet.com if you want the newsletter, or go to the App Store or the Android Marketplace if you'd like to get the app, and subscribe to Bill's newsletter and see what he does on a daily basis. Now, in a few minutes, we're also going to talk about, if you send us an email, he'll send you out his chili relleno recipe. You know, yesterday he was talking about great Mexican restaurants, and he was talking about what it takes to have a great Mexican restaurant. The warm chips, the fresh salsa, and a great chili relleno. So that got it in my head last night after our Little League ball game. I had to go find a chili relleno, and I went and I got an okay one. But he told me yesterday that he has the world's best chili relleno recipe. Now, I know a few weeks ago he said he had the world's best and original Caesar salad recipe, and we had several folks email us and ask for that recipe, and sure enough, we sent it out to you. So if you like Mexican food, and if you'd like to get the recipe for the best chili relleno in the world, according to Bill Gunderson, go ahead and send us an email, and I will make sure that he prints that up and sends it to you. Send it to rob@pwstreet.com. That's rob@pwstreet.com. Oh, my heavens, am I opening a can of worms right now, or maybe a can of chilies, and we will get that out to you. Now, just like it takes a lot of ingredients to make great chili relleno or a wonderful Caesar salad, it takes a lot of ingredients, and done right, to manage a portfolio correctly. And when you do it correctly, it comes out delicious on the other end. When we get back, I'm going to tell you more about the recipe that Bill puts into making the greatest portfolios in any restaurant anywhere in the country. This is Rob Sanford for Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll talk to you in just a minute. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Friday morning edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I'm not Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill on this Friday morning as he diligently works on the newsletter that'll come out from coast to coast tomorrow morning in a variety of cities from Hawaii, where we are out there on a Honolulu radio station, all the way to the East Coast and down into Sarasota, up through Minneapolis and Chicago and down to Texas. We're on a lot of radio stations syndicated coast to coast, and I know we have thousands of folks who subscribe to the newsletter and look forward to that wisdom, to that financial scripture that comes forth every single Saturday morning from the wise pen or keyboard of Bill Gunderson. So again, this is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill on this Friday foggy morning here in San Diego, although the background shows it is sunny, because we like to think of every day in San Diego as sunny, and we're fortunate to live here. Now let's talk for a minute. We've talked about who we are here in the office, who Bill is, and kind of his character and what he does on his daily basis. We talked about his work week and what he does on a dark-to-dark day from bell to bell, and climbing the stairs and skipping lunch and staring at screens and managing portfolios all day long. We talked about the team and who's here at Gunderson Capital Management and how we produce the radio show and the TV broadcast and the YouTube videos and the podcasts and all the things that go on behind the curtain here at Gunderson Capital Management. And then we've talked about, the process of subscribing to the newsletter at pwstreet.com. We've talked about the app and the app store, whether it's Android or the marketplace. That's the Android marketplace or the app store for the Apple users or iPad users. PWStreet if you just want the desktop version. And so now let's talk about those of you who may have been subscribing to the newsletter or listening to the radio show and are thinking to yourselves, that's not a bad idea maybe to play a little more golf, to spend a little more time out fishing. Maybe it's a better idea to step away from my computer screen for a few minutes or a few days or, heck, a few weeks and let Bill manage the things that I worry about on a day-to-day basis. I'll go spend time with my grandchildren, or I'll go spend time with my wife or my husband, or I'll go spend time seeing the world or taking a cruise or doing something that is a little less like work and more like fun, and I'll let Bill manage my portfolio. I don't think anyone on their dying day ever said, "I wish I spent more time working." I don't think that ever happens. I think folks say, I wish I spent more time spending time with family, doing some fun things, seeing some things, doing things on my bucket list that I'd wish I'd done. I think maybe so. So step away from managing your own portfolios and your funds. Quit worrying about it. Let a guy like Bill, who does worry about it and takes it seriously, and does it on a daily, hourly basis. He's stirring the soup all day long. Let him do it. Let him worry about it. You go do something that you'll be glad that you did when you get down to the end of the road. So let's talk about that process. Number one, if you'd like Bill to manage your money, and doggone it, I don't know why you wouldn't, you first need to go into pwstreet.com and fill out an inquiry. Or call us. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. Somebody will answer the phone if it's during business hours, Monday through Friday. A person actually answers the phone unless we're all blabbing at the same time. And then we'll call you right back. But call Bill or subscribe or send us an email and say, "Hey, I'm ready for Bill to take care of some of this stuff." And we'll respond. We'll either call you back, myself or Glenn or Bill or Stephen or somebody, we'll call you back, we'll talk to you, we'll visit with you a little bit, and then we'll ask you to send over a statement. Now, you may have a statement with, my goodness, it could be a variety of different IRA funds or 401ks or brokerage accounts or anything like that. And Bill would like to take a look at it. And frankly, he'll say, oh, well, you've got a couple of good nuggets here, but these are a couple of stinkers. Maybe we better get rid of these. And he'll talk to you. He'll get you on the phone and he'll say, listen, here's how we'll clean this mess up. Here's how we'll clean it up a little bit, maybe change things around. And if you've been following Bill for a long time, you might have most things right and just have to correct a couple of things. He'll look at your statement. And then we'll send you out a set of paperwork. And it's not tough. We'll set up a Scottrade account. Bill has dealt with Scottrade for years and years and years. He's on the board of advisors. He's got a very good relationship with Scottrade and finds it simple to do business with Scottrade. So we'll set up an account for Joe Williams at Scottrade, and you sign a little form that allows Bill to buy and sell and trade and to manage your particular account. And so as he goes throughout his workday, you become one of the recipes that he works on in the kitchen all day long. And he, before he even begins to add spices or stir the soup of your particular recipe, he's going to visit with you. He's going to give you a call, and he's going to talk to you about how old you are, when you might retire, or if you're retired, what your investment time horizon is, what your tolerance for risk might be. Do you want to be conservative? Do you want to be moderate? Do you want to be aggressive? How about a little bit of each? I'd like a little bit of salad and a little bit of steak and maybe a little bit of dessert to go with it. So I want a little bit of everything. Or perhaps you might just want to be conservative all the way or have a very aggressive or a combination of both. He'll visit with you. And then just because he has control of your particular, or the permission, I should say, of your particular portfolio does not necessarily mean that he runs right out and goes on a spending spree and buys everything. Just because you have the license to walk into every store and buy everything doesn't mean that he will. He's going to take his time and buy the things that are best for you in your individual circumstances. So, give Bill Gunderson a call at 1-855-611-BEST. Visit us at pwstreet.com. And make sure
this show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.